Jesus in the gospel today is speaking about love. And we know that love is not just a noun or a name. It should be a verb, to love. A verb that requires from us options and needs actions to be expressed, to show it. It is not enough to say, I love you. You have to show that love through actions, kindness, respect, fidelity. So it's not enough to say, I love you. Jesus answered to the question about the commandments. Being tested. And his answer is very clear and conclusive. Among the many commandments that the Jews had developed out of the 10, to love God with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, are the most important of the law. And they are the base for the others. So the question, the answer is very clear. Then the question for us today is, what does it mean for us today to love Him, to love God over all? To show our love for God, we must reject any idols, any ideologies or philosophy contrary to God. Any sinfulness that may be opposed to His will. Because we love Him, we must reject everything that is contrary to His will. To show our love for Him, we are invited also to praise and to be grateful for Him, to Him, for all the things that He does and has done for us and humanity. We are invited to love Him because He loved us first. Because we have experienced His love, mercy, and compassion many times. God said to His people in the first reading, I am compassionate. And He does that out of love for us. And for that, we must love Him, because He had loved us first. If we love Him over all, we must announce, we must proclaim, we must share with others about His great love. Express it in a special way in the Paschal mysteries of Christ. His death and resurrection are always the great sign of love for God, of God for humanity. And that is why we are here, to celebrate His love for us, to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Here in the parish, in St. Mary's, we are blessed to have an adoration chapel that is open 24/7. And there you can find Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Those who coordinate that program want us to invite you to get committed, at least to get an hour that may become your personal adoration hour. Those who do this, they love it. If you have not yet done it, at the end of the Mass in the patio, there will be some volunteers ready to enroll you to have your personal hour of adoration. You may say, Father, I don't know what to do. You don't need to do anything. Just be there. If you want, you can pray the rosary, you can read the Bible, you can have a personal conversation with him. Father, I may get a sleep. It's okay. You can sleep also with him. At least you are there. Because there are a few hours who are difficult, like 2 a.m. in the morning, or 3 a.m., or 4, or something like that, or midnight. But we are inviting you to do it out of love for him, to express our gratitude, to praise him for everything that he does for us, and to ask. You can ask for whatever, but especially now for the situation in the world, we need to pray and ask him for peace. Peace in our hearts, in our families, in our community, in the country, and in the world. Then to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. The last part is very important. As we love ourselves, we need to appreciate and value ourselves. We need to learn how to love and how to forgive ourselves. Quite often in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, we find people who confess sins that had been already confessed because they still feel guilty for things that they have done in the past. But they have been already forgiven. God has already forgiven them. The problem is that person that has not been able to forgive herself or himself. And if you are not able to love yourself, if you are not able to forgive yourself, you cannot love others, and you cannot forgive others. That is why Jesus say, and in the law say, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That part is very important. We must value ourselves. We must be sensible to those who suffer, and not to get used to suffering, to the suffering of others. Not to be indifferent. That is a great sin of our time, indifference. Not to care for others, only to care for ourselves. That commandment invites us to care for others, those in need, and not to be indifferent. To love our neighbors is to do concrete actions of love, as it was suggested by God to his people in the first reading, especially with the less fortunate, knowing that those situations are opportunities for us to serve, to love, and to give sense to our life. When you are able to help somebody, how do you feel? Usually we feel happy because you are able to help somebody. So it's not a blessing for him, it's a blessing for you that had the possibility, the opportunity to love and to serve somebody. To love our neighbors means also self-giving. We must give ourselves to the service of others, to the service of those around us, especially those suffering any hard situation or any impact of the situation of the world today. With love, we can make the difference for others and for ourselves. Do you want to make the difference? Are you ready to make the difference? Are you? Don't be shy. I asked the question this morning to a group of youth, and they answered all, yes, we are willing. That should be our answer to the Lord. That we are willing to do the difference through love. Love to God, love to our neighbors, and to ourselves. Father in heaven, help us to listen to your call, to love you and those around us. Give us generosity and courage to get involved and committed with the less fortunate and to show them your love and care for them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.